following is a WGIL sports presentation. WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball tips off with the Silver Streaks pregame show with Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on WGIL.
Good afternoon and happy day after Thanksgiving from John Thiel Gymnasium. Thanks for being with us for Galesburg High School boys basketball here on WGIL, where the game ahead of the Silver Streaks has just come to an end. Team Englewood with a 74-61 victory over United Township. So they have now split their two games with the Western Big Six teams in this tournament. And the Panthers still looking for their first win. They lost to Limestone in the tournament opener Monday night, 69-50. And then Limestone defeated East Peoria the next night on the Rockets' home court in a game that doubled as a Middle Illini game. And then Englewood lost at the buzzer to Moline Wednesday night prior to the Galesburg game, 57-56. And the Streaks went on to that 57-23 cruising victory over East Peoria. Earlier today, Moline defeated East Peoria 55-40. So the Raiders now 0-3 on the season, and Moline improves to 2-0. After this, the team that Galesburg will play later tonight, Westinghouse, will battle Limestone in what figures to be a pretty darn entertaining game. And, Jim, we might just have to stick around and watch a little bit of that one. I'd kind of like to see how that one turns out.
Yeah. Before Moline struggled a little with East Peoria earlier today, I thought that that might have the potential to be a championship-type game of the tournament. I'm not too sure now, but I'm pretty sure Limestone's going to be in the mix there somewhere.
Yep, and that's who Galesburg will finish up with on Saturday night, and Moline will play Westinghouse up at Wharton Fieldhouse at 7 o'clock. At least that's a scheduled time for the Galesburg game against Limestone, with everything else going on ahead of that, including Hall of Fame induction ceremonies tomorrow afternoon. We seriously doubt that the boys' game tomorrow night with the Rockets will be at 7 o'clock. But here today, the first of two for the Silver Streaks. Again, they'll battle Westinghouse at a 7 o'clock start tonight, if that one is running on time. Here, you know, who knows what to expect out of Chicago Diet. They've got a new head coach and a coach who was named late in the process. It wasn't a summer hire. Willie Scott didn't come on until October with this team. They do return several players from last year, but they didn't even have uniform numbers until they got here today, and then we got the uniform numbers, and then they came up and made some changes after that. So, you know, but as we'll talk about with Mike Reynolds before the game, it's really not about scouting at this point. It's about getting your own team prepared.
No, I didn't even bother to ask Coach Scott about Galesburg. I think he's got enough problems of his own with just trying to figure out his team at this point. Really a quality guy. Enjoyed talking with him. I think he'll do a nice job, but he's got quite a project. And he said he likes a challenge. Well, he's got one.
Well, and if the name sounds familiar at all, of course, Bradley basketball was huge in the early 80s, had a lot of regional following, considerably more than they do these days. But he was part of that team that won the NIT in 82.
And he played with Anderson and Thurkill?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, he was part of
that
championship team.
Wow.
So if the name sounds familiar, even vaguely, granted, that was... We were talking about the old days the other night. That was
here we are
30,
again.
That was 30 years ago. So, but if the name might ring a little bell, that might be why.
That was the best Bradley team I can remember, and I think Versace was their coach then, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. Yeah, yep.
So.
Well, we'll take a timeout here on the pregame show. We'll talk a little Diet basketball with Willie Scott in his first, not only first season, but his first month and a half with the team, quite frankly. And we'll talk a little Streaks basketball with Mike Reynolds, all still to come. As Galesburg High School boys basketball continues on WGIL and WGIL.com.
All new Ford trucks, SUVs, and crossovers, $1,000 under invoice. All new Dodge and Ram, $1,000 under invoice. New car financing as low as 1.9% for 72 months. Black Friday sell-a-thon is on at Lakis Ford Dodge in Galesburg. 2 days only, today and tomorrow. You can save up to 12 grand or more on a brand new Ford Dodge. Like the all-new 2013 Ford Fusion. Buy for just over 18.6 and save nearly 4 grand. Or the all-new 2013 Ford Escape. Buy for just over 19.4 and save nearly 4,200. Or a 2012 F-150 Super Cab 4x4 XLT. Priced at just over 25.2. You'll save over 12 grand. Plus, with the Lakis For the People credit approval process, they can help get you approved even if you've been turned down in the past. Don't miss these Black Friday savings. Shop the 2-day Black Friday sell-a-thon today and tomorrow only at Lakis For Dodge. Visit Lexus.fee Extra with approved credit. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details or go to Lakis.com.
Galesburg Recreation invites you to get in shape this winter at the Hawthorne Pool. The all-inclusive Aqua Pass gives you access into all lane and open swim times, all AquaFit classes, and the hottest fitness craze on water. Aqua Zumba. Exercising in water is easier on your joints and can be just as effective at helping you lose weight. Get to moving with this amazing value and you'll be on your way to total fitness. For more information on all Aqua Fitness class times or to purchase the Aqua Pass, call or stop by the Galesburg Recreation Division.
When you have kids, you're bombarded by all the activities they're involved in. But swimming really should be one of the first and most important activities they learn. It's a safety issue. They'll be faced with water dangers their entire life, and kids need to be prepared. The Learn to Swim program through Galesburg Recreation Division offers lessons at the Hawthorne Pool. From parent, tot, and preschool to more advanced classes are all taught by certified American Red Cross lifeguards. For class times and registration dates, call the Galesburg Recreation Division today.
Chicago Dyett head coach Willie Scott joins us now on the Silver Streaks pregame. Coach, welcome to Galesburg, and you're no stranger to Western and Central Illinois. I understand as you had a career at Bradley.
Yeah, I had a great time at Bradley. Had a great career, very successful career. But I was so excited about the fans. I mean, just great fans in the Peoria area, in this area as well. I mean, you guys love basketball. And that was the reason I took the job at Bradley, and it was a great experience for me.
And my play-by-play man did a little research this morning, found out that in addition to basketball, you've dabbled in fashion design a little bit, too. How'd that happen?
Well, I always had an eye for fashion, and I took my career to Europe and my professional career to Europe, and I was spending all the money I was making on getting my suits made, and I got smart and started selling suits. So, I learned the business there and had some great people that taught me the business. I came back to Chicago and just started selling suits to my friends who happened to be NBA players. So it was very successful. I was very blessed. It worked out good. I had fun with it.
Yeah. Well, and some people knew other people. We saw you even had Michael Jackson as a client once.
Yeah, I mean, Michael Jackson was great. He was going to court. He wanted somebody to kind of tone him down a little bit. And heard about me, flew me in, and it was a great experience. Turned out to be a success.
So do you still work in that, or have you given that up?
Well, when I decided to resign from Bradley, I knew I had to pick that business back up because, obviously, at the level I'm at now, you just don't make the same income. So I still have to eat. We're starting to build that business back up.
Speaking of eating, we trust you had a good Thanksgiving yesterday. Did you and the team just come down this morning?
Yeah, we just got here, just arrived. Took a day off yesterday and let them spend some time with their families. We're going to play four games in 2 days. So I just wanted to give them a break and, just ready to go to work.
All right. Tell us a little bit about your club, Coach.
They're a great group of guys. They play hard. They're just starting to really buy in. Not sure if they really had a system to play under, before I got there. So, it's been a lot of teaching and just fundamentals. And I think that's what wins games. So, I mean, we're going to be scrappy. We're not big. We have a couple of good shooters. But most of all, we're going to be a good defensive team. We might not display that the first game because they'll be a little nervous. But the goal is to, just become a really good physical defensive team and just playing together.
Well, I suppose coming into a new team, you can look out on the court probably in an hour and get a pretty good feel physically for what you got, but it's getting to know the guys and how to pick each one of them up and get the best out of each one of them, right?
Absolutely. I mean, that's basically you hit the nail on the head. Just trying to get them to play together. It's not an individual. You have one kid on our team that really shoot it well, and last year he shot it a lot. And I just told him, I said, you shot it all the time and you average about 18 points, but you didn't win any games. So you need to buy into this new system where you're going to play with your teammates. You still can get 18, but you just got to pass it more and play together. So hopefully, he gets that, and, hopefully we'll turn out pretty good.
You know what your starting five would be tonight, Coach?
I have no idea.
We'll figure that out then as they announce them. One final thought, as you came to Dyett, how did that all happen?
Well, I'm from Chicago, and I talked to a few people, and I told them, after praying about it and realizing that I wanted to coach at the high school level and just kind of enhance young kids' lives on and off the floor. And I also wanted to be a head coach again. So a couple of people called me, and there was a couple of openings. A couple of teams actually that's pretty good in Chicago. I didn't want those jobs. I didn't want an easy job, especially coming from our level. So I wanted to grind it out and go to a school that was really struggling. and Dyer was struggling, you know, as far as academics and basketball. So just trying to change some lives, that's all.
Taking on the challenge then.
Yeah, and that's what it's all about. I mean, you got to have a challenge in order to work hard and stay focused on what you're trying to accomplish. So this is a big challenge for me, but I'm up for it.
And what school did you go to in Chicago?
I went to Martin Luther King High School, which is down the street. I called them to see if we can play them, but they didn't want to play me, which is, you know, whatever.
All right, Coach, nice to meet you, and best wishes in your career at Dyett.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Okay. Willie Scott of Dyett of Chicago, our guest here. We'll continue with the Silver Streaks pregame talk with Mike Reynolds after this on WGIL.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Kalish.
Shh. You did not just...
Look at that dish. Seared squab with foie gras.
And that thing that just raced by
with my appetite.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision...
Foie gras. I can't say that.
Out of collision. GHS Silver Streaks Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. By office specialists in Galesburg and Kewaunee, where your office is their business. And by Chuck Ross of Bell Foster Company, making it happen.
Colder months are soon approaching and snow and ice will cover our green grass. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy. I'm here to help Karen continue to serve our customers. Craddy Insurance, along with Rockford Mutual Insurance Company, are here to protect your home and car from winter mishaps. We are a family business here to help your family. We offer competitive rates through Rockford Mutual Insurance Company. Stop in and see us at 1197 North Henderson Street or give Karen or I a call for your free quote at 342-0071.
For the baseball enthusiast who appreciates the process of breaking in a genuine leather Rawlings glove. For the football fanatic that understands the importance of having an authentic Riddell helmet between you and the other guy. And for the volleyball player who will only practice with a Wilson ball because she insists it sounds different, louder, when she spikes it on her opponent. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee has brands that true athletes insist on for a reason. Find them all under one roof at Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee.
WGIL proudly supports the Galesburg community.
Hi, it's Bob O'Connor. The GHS Music Department presents their Madrigal Dinner, The Legend of the Fruitcake, the weekend of December 8th and 9th, featuring the GHS Chamber Choir. Tickets will be sold in advance only for $15. Call the GHS office or check our calendar at WGIL.com.
This community announcement is brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL, involved and invested in the Galesburg community.
On the pregame show, talking with Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. Coach, now we really get into things full bore here. What was the focus of practice yesterday to get ready for two games today?
Well, I just think it's a review process. You know, you want to get in and get a lot of shots up and kind of just review all the things that we have in our playbook right now for man and zone and see where the game kind of takes us from there.
So I think you had to be happy the other night. You got everybody in, got a chance to see what everybody can do. I know that was one of your goals going in.
Yeah, I mean, obviously that's a good goal to have early in the year. It doesn't always work out. It worked out game one. You know, we don't anticipate that working out every game, but nice to get the guys their feet wet. So hopefully when we need them in a big spot, they're able to come through.
We can talk about scouting for this game maybe a little bit because they were here last year. They got some of the kids on the roster who were here last year, but they got a new coach. Is the focus still on us, though, going into this game?
Certainly. I think, you know, with a new system and a new coach, you know, we have no idea. We're prepared, we hope, for everything, and we'll see how, you know, the game takes us, and we'll match up from there. But I like our chances.
An abbreviated interview with Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds as we ran into some issues with our equipment prior to the game. But we look at this one, even Mike said, you know, we feel good about our chances today. And, Jim, I guess... why not under the circumstances? Again, not knowing for sure what you're going to see from a team that really didn't give Galesburg much of a game last year, for that matter, either.
Well, not only are they just trying to get themselves together, but they're not very big. You know, if you run into a big team, maybe just their athleticism might carry them, but not so in this one. So the Silver Streaks should have another walk in this. Thing is to try and improve something on what you did the other night. Now, we blew out East Peoria as a good starter, but there are still plenty of things to work on. And as this tournament goes along, certainly when we see Westinghouse tonight and then those two teams tomorrow, going to have to play better, I think, even though we did the other night, to be able to win a couple of those games. So no starting lineups being given here by the public address. Gary Mitchell said since they're running behind, they won't be doing the starting lineups. That'll be the case throughout the tournament. If we're behind, they're going to expedite things and get things started here Streaks in their dark uniforms with gold letters coming out here in this one.
So we'll just go ahead and keep it here so we can go right into the broadcast, since there won't be any kind of a delay. Obviously, typically in this situation, you don't get national anthem and all that anyway. Galesburg again wearing the road black tonight today, as they will be still on the home side of the scoreboard, but wearing the road jerseys here in this one. Galesburg again 1-0 after blowing out East Peoria the other night, Wednesday night, prior to Thanksgiving. And this is Diet's first game of the season. Down low to Grant Gibson. Turnaround, makes a shot, and the Streaks could start again on their first possession, just like they did on Wednesday night. Into the front court, Darcy Alford, a 5'10 senior, will play the point. We'll try to give you Diet's lineup as we go through here. He's going to go ahead and pull up from 12 feet, drains a shot from the right side. And rather than a 16-0 start like the Streaks got against the Raiders Wednesday, they'll have to settle for a 2-0 start as we're tied at 2. Ross on the outside as Diet opens in man-to-man defense. Here's Trevon Diggins along with Carson Cheeseman. Little reach-in foul called against Kenneth Mathis. One-on-one, just try to slap it out of Trevon's hands. Ryan Carl, Marcus Ross, Grant Gibson, Trevon Diggins, and Carson Cheeseman for the Silver Streaks.
Hopefully Galesburg can play as well in this as Illinois played in the Maui Classic. They hardly ever trailed there the last couple of games of that tournament.
Cheeseman has the ball knocked away as he gets double-teamed in the right wing, knocked out of bounds by Diet. Streaks will hang on to it. Diet starts James Vines and Alante Walker, a couple of 6'2 seniors. Darcy Alford, a 5'10 senior, and DeAndre Smith, a 5'9 junior, along with Kenneth Mathis. So again, 6'2, the tallest players of anyone in the lineup for Diet, and Jim mentioned that in the pregame as Vines draws a personal foul. So a couple of reach-in fouls on the arms by Diet. We're only a minute into the game. Here's Gibson pulling up from outside the free throw line and airballs it. DeAndre Smith comes up with the rebound for Diet.
Yeah, Grant really forced that one. Didn't have a good grip on the ball at all when he let it go. He was wide open, I'll give him that, but just needs to have a good handle on it before he lets it fly.
Pull-up jumper top of the circle. Vines misses from three-point range. And Ryan Carl pulls down the rebound. Grant Gibson with it on the left wing. Back out near half court, Carson Cheeseman. Now Gibson driving left baseline. Little floater with one hand, knocks it down, and the Streaks lead 4-2. Lots of interesting stories, and we'll talk about Willie Scott as we go through the game here, the head coach for Chicago Diet. Again announced just in early October. He was an assistant for the Bradley men's basketball team where he played his college ball. Down low, good pass, knifing through the lane, and then dumping it off to Alante Walker, and Diet ties the game at 4. But just very interesting guy to learn more about heading into this game. Here's Jerron Diggins curling around into the lane. Pull-up jumper rolls off the back of the rim. Knocked out of bounds. And last touched by Diet. Streaks will hang on to it. And you enjoy talking to him ahead of the game, Jim, I know.
Yeah, Willie, he's an interesting study because at age 51, a lot of fellas looking forward to kind of just enjoy the fruits of their labor that they put in. He wants this whole new challenge, and he's got one here taking over this Diet team.
Bad pass on the inbound. They're going to try to take the lead here, and they do. Pull-up jumper by Vines on the left wing, and Diet now leads 6-4. They look good here early, playing their first game of the season.
If you make shots, you can hang in any ball game as long as you take care of the ball to some degree, and so far Diet has shot the ball pretty well here early. I don't look for this to continue all game, but maybe Willie Scott's working miracles here.
Ryan Carl knocks down a three from the top of the arc, and the Streaks regain the lead at 7-6. Well, they'll have to play better defense than they've done. Here's a near steal on the inbound. Now Diet breaks the Galesburg press. Down court, Darcy Alford with a running left hand and a tackle made on the attempted rebound as Carson Cheeseman gets both arms out and knocks Alante Walker to the deck, and that'll be the first foul on Carson.
Yeah, pretty easy call to make there on Carson. And, you know, that'll be something to watch for the Silver Streaks. We do have some depth, but both Carson and Trevon Diggins play pretty physical. They could get in some foul trouble this year. Our starting guards will need some good bench play.
Vines misses a three-pointer from the left wing, and the foul called on Alford. Coming down with it, trying to take it away from Grant Gibson. That's a third team foul already on Diet. We're not even 3 minutes into the game. So for a team that doesn't go very deep, that's got to be an early concern for Willie Scott here. Diggins dumping through the lane. Turn around by Gibson just outside the low blocks. Rebound put back by Ryan Carl.
Nice job by Ryan on the weak side board. he can get a lot of those this year if he gets himself in position and is solid with his putback.
Especially against a team like this that doesn't go bigger than 6'2".
Yeah.
And the Streaks force a tie-up. Gibson down on the floor with Alford just across half court, but the possession arrow favors Diep. They'll hang on to it. 9-6 Galesburg, early going here. 4:45 still to go in the first quarter. We're not even halfway through this first period. Alford, top of the circle it goes now to Vines, who's taken four shots, and he travels with it. Is that their first turnover, Jim?
Yep. You know, we talked about Willie Scott, the head coach of Diet. We probably will a little bit more, but one of his assistants. Last name is Williams. I can't think of his first name right now. I was talking with him, and he played or didn't play with, but worked with Dale Kelly up in Chicago in the YMCA organization.
Vines rebounds, a missed three-pointer by Ryan Carl at the other end. Alante Walker can't finish. Grad Gibson comes up with a rebound, and the Streaks will now reset the offense.
Yeah, assistant coach Williams had a lot of praise, as you might guess, for Dale Kelly, and worked as in a mentor organization with him with kids up there in the Chicago area, and played against him in high school.
Streaks turn it over as Diggins did a nice job cutting into the lane, then dumped it off to Ryan Carl, but Ryan couldn't get his feet off the ground. He probably had the open shot, but he just couldn't commit to it and ended up getting called for a three-second violation.
Yeah, Coach Williams, in fact, he said as they started to come in the gymnasium, it was the first time it occurred to him, and he started to walk in here and saw Galesburg. He thought, wow, this is where Dale Kelly played. I said, yeah, I said he's a big part of the reason some of those banners are hanging up there. He said, I'll bet he is.
Halfway through the first quarter, 9-6 Galesburg. Streaks with the full court pressure. Bodies flying on the floor after Galesburg knocks it loose. Now the tie-up will be called as Gibson and Diggins just reach in and get a hand on the ball with DeAndre Smith sitting on his backside on the floor, and knew he was in trouble, and they give it up on the alternating possession. Second turnover. Streaks by three, trying to build on the lead here. Keeping an eye on college football, as last check, Iowa was hanging on to that 7-6 lead over Nebraska in the third quarter. So we'll keep you updated on that if you're a Hawkeyes fan. Or even if you're not. Because you got half the crowd out there that wants them to win and half the crowd that definitely doesn't, right?
Yes, I'm in the latter half.
Yeah, me too. 3.5 to go first quarter. Galesburg on top, 9-6. Diving through the lane, first substitution
nice.
For the Streaks, and Joe Williams takes it strong to the basket with a left hand.
Real good move by Joe, and then he finishes using his left hand to get the shot up and in, and an excellent slash to the basket by Williams.
Nebraska has now taken the lead, 13-7, end of the third quarter Iowa City. 11-6, Galesburg by 5 now. Williams knocks one loose, gets the long arms out there, picks it off, steal at the other end. Diggins almost all the way in, but he gets fouled. They'll get a chance for a couple of free throws here. Trevon struggled from the line last year, but really started to turn around in the last third of the season. Ended up shooting over 50% by the time the year was over. We got a timeout on the floor, a 30-second timeout. Exactly 3 minutes to go here in this first quarter, and Galesburg on top 11-6 with free throws coming.
Joe Williams did it on both ends that time, making the nice hoop on this end and then going down, getting the steal and providing a nice lead pass to Trevon Diggins, who will shoot free throws when we come out of the timeout. So, as you said, first man off the bench brought that spark that you like to see off the bench.
Jim, talk about Willie Scott's dabbling in the fashion industry. The fact that he designed some suits for Michael Jackson. Yes, that Michael Jackson. That led to him designing some outfits for Prince. He's also worked with a number of NBA players, whom he did not mention in the interview, but I'll tell you who some of those are here as soon as I can find it. He coached for a couple of years at Malcolm X Community College in the Chicago area, and he told the Peoria Journal-Star that he was ready to leave there and go to Chicago State, which, if you follow that program at all, know that they have traditionally really struggled, and to the point where they're really not even competitive in Division I, and he was ready to take that job. And Dick Versace, the opportunity came up to be an assistant at Bradley, and Dick Versace said to Willie Scott, if you want to stay in coaching, you better take the Bradley assistant coaching job. So he did, and I like what he told the Journal Star. The Streaks missed a three-pointer and ended up knocking it out of bounds on the rebound, but he told the Journal Star, I would have turned around Chicago State. Now, if you're going to hire a coach, that's the kind of attitude you like to see him have.
I guess, to have that confidence. And, you know, he'd probably stay up all night figuring out a way to get it done. So Silver Streaks up 13-6 now after a couple of free throws by Trevon Diggins.
Driving at the other end, Sion Burns, a sophomore, turns it over. So now Diet starting to have problems hanging on to the ball against that Galesburg full court and half court defense. Five turnovers now. Here's Williams driving with a one hand, puts it up off the back of the rim. Tyson Parks yanks down the rebound, taking it away from Alford for Diet, who gets called for the foul. He doesn't like it. And that's now the fifth team foul on Diet. And the Streaks will inbound it, not a shooting foul on the rebound. Parks just into the game, had a good, made a good impact on the team when he came in the second quarter on Wednesday night. Now the Streaks turn it over, bouncing it too far away from Ethan Meeker, who can't catch up to it on the sideline. Galesburg by seven, just under 2.5 minutes to go here in this opening quarter. They've scored nine in a row after falling behind 6-4 for their only deficit of the season so far. Now Diggins nearly steals it away on the inbound, falling out along the sideline, Kenneth Mathis. And they're going to say he was in. He was touching the ball when he was laying out of bounds.
Terrific.
The Streaks turnover Diet again. Now six giveaways in the first quarter.
Trevon Diggins was a pest that time. A couple of soft passes by the Diet players, and Trevon made them pay.
On the inbounds, Gibson down low, and Parks gets fouled from the backside, and that'll go against Vines, their leading scorer here in the early going. And he just picked up his second foul. So Vines and Alford, two of the starters, each with two fouls. Six team fouls now on Diet. We still have over 2 minutes to go in the first quarter.
Diet just handed out uniforms before the game, so we just found out who's wearing what ahead of the game. You'll be happy to know, Brad, we do have the Westinghouse lineup already in for tonight. Imagine that.
Sweet. That's unusual.
Not the starters, but at least who's wearing what number.
On a curl, Williams around. He has his pocket picked. Here's Vines with a breakaway and the layup. Got his stride set, going down the right side of the lane, and ended up just banking it in off the glass rather than trying to do anything fancy with it. Diggins on the dribble. Now backs away from the defense by Mathis. Gets it into Grant Gibson, trying to curl around. Drives to the basket, rolls out, but he draws a foul for a couple of free throws. And he gets two, but Diet has put Galesburg in the bonus for the rest of the first half now with a minute 47 to go first quarter. And they don't have the depth to be getting into foul trouble. That's two on Mathis, two on Alford, and two on Vines.
Yeah, and they don't have the depth in part because a couple of guys quit the team from the initial list that we had, and then two more guys that figured to play a good amount in this tournament missed the bus. So,
and I liked what Coach Willie Scott told you about that.
Yeah, he said, I just left them. He said, I want them to know they're not going to get away with those things. Be on time or don't come. And so they're sitting back in Chicago wishing they'd got there on time.
Right side jumper from Mathis from 19 feet rolls off. Good strong rebound by Grant Gibson. Got the fingers on it and didn't let go with good body position right underneath the basket. Parks on the outside, 14-8 Galesburg, dribbling around Denzel Jones to the top of the circle, has it poked away from behind. Gibson picks up the loose ball and gives it back to Jones in front of the Diet bench. Now Williams with it in the corner, loses his man, drives baseline, shields the shot, missed it, Parks with a rebound put back. Tyson went up for it all alone, and he had the easy put back. And the Streaks now lead 16-8 as they're really opening it up here after falling behind 6-4. They've outscored Diet, the Eagles, 12-2 here, with under a minute to go first quarter. 8-point lead on the dribble out high. Eric Johnson, the sophomore, bounces it right side. Now a pull-up by Vines, had to alter his shot, still almost knocked it down, and then going up high, tips it back in.
That got a scowl from Coach Mike Reynolds, not happy with the Streak's inability to clear the glass.
Nope, in fact, there were two white jerseys there, nobody for the Silver Streaks for that putback. Gibson into the left corner. Williams, quick two, and it gets partially blocked. And a loose ball rebound by Jason McMillan, a junior, into the game. For Diet, and a travel call, and on the other end as Vines doesn't get his feet set, trying to pull up from three-point range. Stutter step, and Alante Walker back into the game as Jason McMillan sits down for the Eagles.
Yeah, if you're Diet, you hate that turnover. He was wide open and just took a little hop when he had all sorts of time to shoot that ball.
And the Streaks get a chance to hold for the last shot here, leading by six, down to 8 seconds to go. Gibson down the lane, but a foul on the floor before he goes up for the shot. which he made, but it's going to get waved off in a 1-1 upcoming here. Foul called on Alante Walker, and that is his first. 8 team fouls on Diet now with 6.5 seconds to go in the first quarter.
I thought coming into this game there was a chance we might see continuous clock again like we did the other night because of Diet being so disorganized and inexperienced. But and it could still happen, but you know, Vines especially, a guy with some skills, can shoot the ball. And they got a couple of fellas that seem like they're fairly confident around the rim, so they may be able to hang in here for a good part of this one today.
I like their energy. I think they play hard.
Yeah.
They do some nice things defensively and offensively. Second free throw by Gibson. He made them both. He's got 7 in the first quarter, and the Streaks lead 18-10 as Gibson gets a breather for the final 6.5 seconds of the first quarter. With Marcus Ross back into the game, joining Jones, Carson, Parks, and Williams. Now Diet has to hurry as they inbound right across the baseline, just across half court with 1 second to go. And they're going to call a travel as Johnson got himself off balance trying to heave toward the basket. 18-10, Galesburg after one. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
It's Michelle and Patsy from Bates Collision Center.
We're all about teamwork here at Bates. Everyone here plays an important role in the repair of your vehicle after an accident.
From the moment you walk in our door, you can trust that the team at Bates Collision Center is working for you.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan, right in front of Sandburg Mall.
A lot of daily repetitive motion can lead to loss of range of motion, causing you pain. Sarah Haynes, physical therapist for OSF St. Mary Medical Center, specializes in exercise to help relieve back pain.
The McKenzie Method is a self-treatment program, so the patient is given exercises and postural correction and basically taught how to treat their own problem. And usually if they follow through with a maintenance program that can take just 2 or 3 minutes a day, they can significantly reduce their pain.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better.
The Handyman Show with Glenn Hagee. Saturday mornings at 9 on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
One quarter gone at Downfield Gymnasium. Game one of the day for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. There were two other games prior to this one. Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with you. Thanks for being with us for Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on this Thanksgiving tournament weekend. Cold, cold day, especially after an unseasonably warm day yesterday. In fact, several unseasonably warm days. So hope you're cuddled up nice and warm somewhere and enjoying this Galesburg game, which finds the Streaks leading by 8 as we open the second quarter. Chicago Diet with the ball. Darcy Alford between the circles, driving against a 1-3-1 zone, dishes it off. Pull-up jumper from 18 feet won't go. Carson Cheeseman comes down with the rebound. Get you some first quarter stats here in just a moment. It's Cheeseman and Ross. Diggins, Carl, and Gibson. So the 5 starters back in to start the second quarter. Carl down low, lost it on the way up, dishes it out to Diggins. Right corner, Carson for 3, off the top of the backboard. Rebound knocked around, and Mathis comes down with it for Diet. And down low, quick layup by the Eagles. Cuts the lead to 18-12 as Smith gets his first basket of the game.
Yeah, Carson shooting that one off the top of the backboard. At least when I played, that's not one you watch the film back you wanted to see again because your teammates aren't real quick to let you forget those.
Down low, Gibson trying to post up. Off balance, gets the shot, and somebody got him on the arm. Think it's going to be against Alford. Either way, it's a chance at a three-point play for Grant, who had 7 in the first quarter. He's got a chance to reach double figures here early in the second quarter. Third foul of the game on Darcy Alford.
Interesting. I was talking with Grant's grandmother, Evelyn, on the way up here, and she said when Grant's dad, Joe, played, she used to give him a dollar for every point. She said, that didn't cost me a lot because Joe wasn't a big scorer, but she said, I would dock him for missed free throws. So she's really proud that Grant's been making more of his free throws here lately.
In fact, he's 4 for 5 in the game. He missed his first one. He's made the remaining 4 since then. And the Streaks lead by 9, 21-12. Full court trapping defense here, a half court trap rather, and forces a turnover. Bad pass to Mathis down along the baseline. couldn't catch up to it. That's the eighth turnover on the Eagles. Got to run through some first quarter stats here. Jim, what do you show?
We had Silver Streak 6 of 15 from the field. Diet was 5 of 12. Streaks getting some free throws to build that advantage. Rebounds even at 8 apiece. 7 turnovers for Diet, 4 for Gelsberg. So not a big disparity on the stat sheet, except the Streaks just a little more efficient offensively.
Oh, wide open down low. A great look to Ryan Carl, who just completely missed the bunny, and then he fouls on the rebound. And he was wide open. Yeah. A great cut down the lane, and he couldn't finish it off.
Yeah, you know, the casual fan watches that thing. How can a guy that big miss a shot right underneath the basket? But sometimes that's part of the problem. He's thinking the same thing as he's going up with it. And that's where if you've got the skills to dunk, you just go ahead and slam it home, and you don't have to worry about that bank off the board.
And then at the other end, good job defensively by Carl as he tried to whip a pass through the lane to Mathis, and then Ryan just reached in and poked it out of bounds to prevent what could have been an easy layup at the other end. Now on the inbound, Devon Williams into the game, lofts it outside the arc, gets it into the hands of Vines, who led Diet with 8 in the first quarter, penetrates the lane, can't get the finger roll, and then the foul on the putback as Alante Walker came down with the offensive rebound, and he'll get a chance at a couple of free throws. Well, already they have more offensive rebounds in the game than East Peoria did the whole entire night on Wednesday.
Yeah, they go at it pretty hard, as you would expect from a Chicago team, and especially I like Vines. He's a smooth player. He is not getting a whole lot of help down there, but I like what he's able to do as he slashes to the basket. He's got a nice touch. That ball just rolled off on him.
Alante Walker to the line. Second one is off the mark. He missed them both. Trevon Diggins gets the rebound. 21-12, Galesburg by 9. Quickly into the front court, and the Eagles get back defensively. Diggins pulls up, dumps it off to Cheeseman on the baseline. Now into Carl, trying to post up, gets underneath, gets it out to Gibson for 3. Good.
Heavy play by Carl.
6 in the quarter for Grant, 13 for the game. And the Streaks have now doubled up the Eagles 24-12. Quick pass into the lane. They shovel it off into the left corner to DeAndre Smith, who comes up short. Rebound off the hands of Carl out to Devon Williams. He'll loft it back out high. Nice job by Vines to go up high and prevent that takeaway. Now to the baseline it goes, and Kenneth Mathis knocks one down from about 12 feet away.
Yeah, Diet seems to be very unselfish with the ball, too. They had some nice, that was out high, went inside. He scooped it down about halfway to the baseline and the shot down, and these guys seem to share it well. But got a whistle and a foul out here on the southern side. Carson Cheeseman caught one in the right eye, I think.
Carson with a little hesitation drive just inside the top of the circle, and as he then tried to blow past DeAndre Smith, Smith reached in and got him on the face for his second foul. So Smith, Mathis, and Vines all with 2 fouls for the Eagles, and Darcy Alford has 3 as Carson's first free throw bounces off the back iron. No good.
You mentioned the warm temperatures giving way to cold. I'm sure the teams playing in the state football finals today wish they'd had one more day of warm temperatures and that cold wind a problem. Moroa Forsyth won the Class 1A game 42-24.
Over Stockton.
Yes, over Stockton. And Mercer County is getting set to play. In fact, I think they've already kicked off in that 2A title game in Champaign.
Alleman plays tonight, so good luck to the Western Big Six representative. Carson Cheeson misses both free throws. 5 minutes to go before halftime. Galesburg leads 24-14. Bounce pass through the lane. Well, that was a heck of a pass, and Kenneth Mathis will get rewarded. Not only that they found him through the lane, but he actually came up with it on a bounce pass. It was a couple feet out in front of him, but he reached out with the long arms, brought it in, and got fouled going up for the shot. So he'll get a couple of free throws here. Fifth team foul now on the Silver Streaks, and the first one is good. Mathis, 3 in the game, all in this quarter. Tyson Parks with the foul, his first. And Mathis gets another one coming. And that one is good as well. 2 very nice-looking free throws. Cuts the Galesburg lead to 8 now at 24-16. Under 5 minutes to go, first half. Gibson left alone. He had a couple chances. He could have put up the 3, but he held on to it. Streaks are going to run some offense here. Diggins on the outside, trying to work around the screen from Parks. Now Tyson cuts free underneath after the double screen and then turnaround jumper in the lane, but he got called for traveling with a stutter step prior to that. 5th turnover on the Streaks. 12:21 to go in the fourth quarter. Nebraska continues to lead Iowa 13-7. Here's Diggins with a steal at half court with a layup at the other end and a foul from behind. After Devon Williams got his pocket picked, he followed Trevon all the way to the basket, and Diggins will get a couple free throws here. 9 turnovers now on Diet.
And if you're the opposition, you're probably going to foul Trevon Diggins more times than not, make him make those free throws if you can catch him.
Especially on a breakaway. And he misses the first off the back iron. Streaks now 1-for-4 from the free throw line in the second quarter after making 5-of-6 in quarter number 1. Number 7, LSU, just kicking off against Arkansas. Second one no good as well. Parks up high for the rebound. Put back, rolls off. Gets a hand on the put back, and now into the hands. Out to Grant Gibson for the free throw line, and he knocks it down. A lot happening on that play, and it all benefited the Silver Streaks in the end. 26-16 is the lead, and Gibson has 15 now. He just barely reached double figures in the win over East Peoria the other night with 10, but didn't need a big game from Gibson or anybody offensively. Marcus Ross led the Streaks in a balanced scoring effort with 13 on Wednesday. Here's a runner in the lane, rolls off by Sion Burns. Streaks come down with it. Here's Gibson leading the break. Diggins, hesitation drive, now into the lane, lost it on the way up. Parks with the putback.
It's just a pass.
But it ended up being, didn't it? And it's now 28-16.
Yeah, Diggins just had too much finger roll on it. It was just spinning, and Parks was there to clean it up.
There's a 3 on the way, and it hits the front iron and drops through the cylinder. That cuts the lead down to 9. 28-19, DeAndre Smith gets his 5th point of the game for the Eagles. Cut back, Parks, pump fake, down low, missed the shot. But a body foul called on Alante Walker from the backside. It will be foul number 2. That's twice Tyson has been able to break free on that little pick and roll, using the screen to cut off his man and cut down to the basket. And fouled the last time, fouled this time. First free throw up and short. And the Streaks are not knocking him down from the free throw line this quarter.
No, and that's going to come into play as this season goes along for any team. But again, a Silver Streaks team that's pretty inexperienced by and large. And we're going to spend some time at the foul line. And you know, if you got one guy that struggles, that's one thing. But if we got 3 or 4 that aren't very good foul shooters, it'll be tough to win games this year.
Thinking specifically a week from tonight when the Streaks open the conference at Moline.
Another 3-pointer by Diet. This thing's got close.
That was Vines, who has 11 in the game now for the Eagles. Under 3 minutes to go in the first half. Bounce pass on the pick and roll. Bad pass to Marcus Ross on the floor. Streaks turn it over. And here come the Eagles.
Yeah, Grant threw that pass at the ankles of Ross. Nothing you can do with that.
And a travel called as the Eagles bail out the Silver Streaks at the other end. Kind of reminds me of the Illini game with Butler a little bit the other night. Got that big lead. Just played terrific ball in the first half and then got a little stagnant in the second half. Butler had some opportunities to cut back and did come back. Got it within, 5, I think, in the second half. Then all of a sudden, Illinois hit a couple of shots. Got the lead up to double figures, and it was over. This one kind of has the same feel to it as the Streaks miss another shot. Gibson's shot right into the basket, popped out through the hands of Parks on the rebound, and then Kenneth Mathis had it right in his hands, put the ball on the floor, and dribbled it off his toes out of bounds.
Good thing for us, Diet's been a little sloppy with the ball.
Sure enough.
Just a 6-point game, as is.
On the inbounds, Marcus Ross cutting down the lane. He runs right into 2 Diet players, Vines. And they're going to call it on DeAndre Smith, so that's his 3rd. So the 2 of them were standing right there. Marcus cutting down the lane, ran right in between both of them. And he's going to get a couple of free throws here as the Streaks are in the double bonus. 2.5 minutes to play. First half, 28-22 is the GHS lead. First free throw by Marcus. High arcing shot off the back of the rim. Still can't knock down free throws this quarter.
We got started
1-for-8.
20 or 25 minutes late. And this year, unlike years past, there is no bumper in the schedule. It's 8 straight games, so don't look for any time to probably be made up here. It's just going to progressively get a little later tonight. Don't think we'll be starting at 7 this evening. We'll try, but don't count on it.
Ross makes a 2nd free throw. Galesburg by 7. Here's a block at the other end by Parks. Leading the break, Grant Gibson after the loose ball, and Diet backed off him, so Grant Gibson takes it all the way to the basket without any kind of defense trying to slow him down whatsoever. Now a quick three on the other end by Vines off the back of the rim. That was a quick shot, knocking it out of his hands. Diggins, now he'll lead the break. He puts a move on his man, jukes right, goes left, lays it up and in, and that forces a Diet timeout. So very quickly, a couple of turnovers, a missed shot, and the Streaks back up by 11 with a minute 56 to go in the first half. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
People who insist that it doesn't matter who does your screen printing have lower standards than you. You know what you want. You know what you expect. Clean lines, artistic designs, quality materials that players will actually want to wear. Screen-printed sportswear like that comes from Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Soft, comfortable fabrics, bright, bold colors, crisp school logos that profess your loyalty loud and proud. Find everything you need on and off the field at Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee. Everything sports.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Minute 56 to go in the first half. Galesburg leads 33-22 over the Eagles of Chicago Diet High School. Four starters on the floor for the Silver Streaks. The only starter not on the floor right now, Ryan Carl, with Tyson Parks instead. Otherwise, the other four starters are in the game with the Streaks leading 33-22. Picking up his dribble out high, Sion Burns, now the sophomore, gives off to DeAndre Smith on the dribble between the circles, and it's back into the hands of Burns. With a minute 40 to go, second quarter. Only deficit the Streaks have had in this game was at 6-4. They then scored 9 in a row, and they have continued to build on the lead. Diet's hung around. The lead got into double figures. They came back within 6. Streaks put on a little run here, now lead by 11. And there's a blocking foul called on Carson Cheeseman for the 6th team foul. The Eagles will have to inbound from the right of their own basket as Joe Williams comes back in for the Streaks. Inbound, wide open 3 from the left corner. No, rebound put back by Burns. He was wide open underneath, and that won't make Coach Mike Reynolds very happy.
And that was as easy as they come.
Sure was. 33-24, Galesburg by 9. Grant Gibson leading all scorers with 17, has it on the left wing, tries to get into Tyson Parks. It's knocked away from behind by DeAndre Smith. Out of bounds in the near corner underneath us is where Galesburg will inbound it. Just over a minute to go before halftime. When we will take a look at the first half stats, team scoring, individual scoring. We'll get a word with the Streaks coaching staff when they come out of the locker room. We're 68 seconds away from the break. On the inbounds, Williams. 6 inches away from the sideline when his momentum stopped him. Coming after that inbounds pass, gives off to Gibson down the right side, all the way up and in. He has 12 in the quarter, 19 for the game, and the Streaks lead by 11. 35-24 is the score. Right side on the wing, Alante Walker now into the lane. It goes to Smith, lost it briefly, gets it out left side, and a quick jumper by Mathis from about 17 feet. 35-26.
Again, their offense doesn't look real crisp many times, but they got some guys that can shoot, and it's keeping them around 50% from the field. Not quite there, but it's keeping them in the ballgame.
Deflected pass into the hands of Marcus Ross, who gives off to Grant Gibson with 25 seconds to go as it poked away from behind. Loose ball and then a travel as DeAndre Smith came up with the loose ball steal and then trying to throw it down court to James Vines, who was breaking for the basket. But Smith got called for the travel instead, so stays on the Galesburg end with 23.5 seconds to go before halftime. Diggins on the inbound looking, gets it up high to Grant Gibson, down the lane, floater, good, and Grant has 21 for the game now.
Pretty good first half.
14 in the quarter.
Good month for me.
37-26. Now Diet will attempt to hold for the last shot. As Streaks settle back into a 2-3 zone for this possession. Vines driving, fadeaway, blocked by Gibson. 2 seconds to go. Grant from half court. Short. And that's the end of the first half. Galesburg 37, Chicago Diet 26 at halftime of the Galesburg Thanksgiving Tournament. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Don't miss Menards' big two-day sale this Friday and Saturday. Save 60% on men's or women's performance fleece pullovers, just $7.99 each. A three-piece area rug set is half price, $19.99. A five-pack of Hot Wheels toy cars is $2.49. Choose from assorted designs of gift wrapping paper, just 79 cents for a 50-square-foot roll. Hurry, good while supplies last. Don't miss Menards' big two-day sale this Friday and Saturday.
Warm season's greetings to you all from Menards.
Colder months are soon approaching and snow and ice will cover our green grass. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy. I'm here to help Karen continue to serve our customers. Craddy Insurance, along with Rockford Mutual Insurance Company, are here to protect your home and car from winter mishaps. We are a family business here to help your family. We offer competitive rates through Rockford Mutual Insurance Company. Stop in and see us at 1197 North Henderson Street or give Karen or I a call for your free quote at 342-0071.
This is the sound of a Dr. Pepper being dispensed from a McDonald's soda fountain. Listen carefully as we scientifically enhance the audio. The one-of-a-kind taste of an icy cold Dr. Pepper from McDonald's just naturally refreshes your spirits. And here is the sound of discovering it's just a dollar. Get any size soft drink or sweet tea at McDonald's for just $1. The simple joy of living loud. Prices and participation may vary. A la carte only for a limited time.
Oh, just a little further. Mrs. Stevens?
Hey, Phil. Got a package for me?
Nope, just a power bill.
Oh, well, what's that?
That's the power bill, ma'am.
No.
Yeah, I think it's time you call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Honestly, my back can't take much more of this.
Do everyone a favor and get a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
You didn't miss a thing. We have Saturday and Sunday only specials at Farm King. Start with a bun coffee maker as low as $99.99. Yes, we have the Hang Up Wet Dry Shop Vac, $49.99. Save $15 on select casual shoes for guys and gals at Farm King. How about gifts for hunters? Save 25% on all Allen gun cases in stock. Get a compact bow case, $29.99. And kids will love the Zebco Penguin Floating Fish Combo for $6.99. More gift ideas, a meat slicer, food saver, digital photo frame, even little golden books. We've saved the best for Saturday and Sunday shoppers at Farm King.
Silver Streak's boys basketball continues with the halftime show on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Back at John Field Gymnasium, Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with you. Happy Thanksgiving as the Galesburg Silver Streaks not in a giving mood in terms of giving much away here in this tournament so far. An easy win over East Peoria Wednesday night and a good battle here in the first half against Chicago Diet, but haven't been pushed a whole lot as they lead by 11 at the break, 37-26. Although defensively, Jim, they've already given up more points today than they did all of Wednesday night. And Coach Mike Reynolds prides his team on defense, and it's a different team, though. I mean, it's definitely more talent different here in this one than what we saw Wednesday night.
Yeah, a lot of athleticism. Dyett, again, I don't know that they run their game a whole lot better than East Peoria did, but like we said, Dyett's just got some guys that can shoot it, and East Peoria didn't. That's right. About what it came down to. And Dyett able to get in there and get some offensive boards, some second chances that East Peoria just doesn't have the athleticism to get either. So that's the difference between the two teams. Neither team very strong, but Dyett able to hang in there and play with you for a little bit longer just because they can do a few of the fundamental things like that. So for the game, we've got Dyett shooting 11 of 25 from the field. A couple of three-pointers in that second quarter kept them close, 44%. Silver Streaks, 14 out of 29, also just a little bit under 50% for the half. Rebounding edge actually to Dyett at 16 to 15, but you can basically call that even on the boards. Turnovers, as was the case the other night, that's been a real help to us because Dyett has 13 turnovers in the first half, Silver Streaks with 7 at the break. So plenty to talk about, I'm sure, for Coach Reynolds, Cheeseman and company in the locker room at halftime that can be improved upon, especially rebounding on the defensive side. Don't give up any of those easy second-chance points. But Dyett's done a few of those tonight. Ryan Carl and... Tyson Parks each had some easy putbacks too. So,
taking a look at the rest of the team stats, Galesburg, fewer three-point attempts tonight because they really haven't had to make them. 2 for 6 from behind the arc, but free throws an issue. 7 for 15, including 2 for 9 in the second quarter. Dyett, 2 for 8 from behind the arc, 2 for 4 from the free throw line. We'll look at the individual scoring numbers, talk with the Streaks coaching staff. As the OSF St. Mary Medical Center halftime show continues here on WGIL and WGIL.com.
All new Ford trucks, SUVs, and crossovers. $1,000 under invoice. All new Dodge and Ram. $1,000 under invoice. New car financing as low as 1.9% for 72 months.
Black Friday Sellathon is on at Lake is Ford Dodge in Galesburg. 2 days only, today and tomorrow, where you can save up to $6,500 on a brand new Ford or Dodge. Like a 2013 Ford Focus. Buy for just over $15,500 and save over $4,600. A 2013 Ford Explorer XLT. Save over $5,600. And a new 2012 Ford Edge. Save over $6,500.
Best of all, whether you buy new or used, you could qualify for 1.9% financing for 72 months when you finance at Lakis.
Therefore, the People Credit Approval Process can help you get approved even if you've been turned down in the past. Two-day Black Friday Sellathon is on today and tomorrow only at Lakis Ford Dodge.
Text on Lexus Stock Fee Extra with approved credit. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details or go to Lakis.com.
It happens.
And it can be anything unexpected.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. When it happens, it's our hope at Bates that we can make it as easy on you as possible.
Remember, Bates is here to make it better.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Chuck Ross with Mel Foster Company, making it happen. By Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Office Specialists in Galesburg and Kewaunee, where your office is their business. The official WGIL forecast includes a wind advisory in effect until 3 for Knox, Fulton, Peoria, and Stark counties. Clouds breaking up, but still very windy. Winds 25 to 30 miles per hour, gusting to 50 miles per hour at times. High of only 36, overnight low tonight of 22. Tomorrow, sunny and a high of 36 again. Low of 28 for tomorrow night. Sunday, sunny and a high of 48. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 34 at WGIL.
News, talk, sports on WGIL.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center halftime show continues here on WGIL. Galesburg Silver Streaks leading Chicago Diet in the Thanksgiving tournament 37-26. For the Eagles, James Vines leads the way with 11 of those 26. Kenneth Mathis has 6. DeAndre Smith, 5. Sion Burns and Alante Walker each with 2. Devon Williams and Darcy Alford have not scored for the Eagles. For the Silver Streaks, 21 of their 37 points to Grant Gibson. Nobody else even close to double figures. Ryan Carl got 5 early. He's still there. Tyson Parks and Trevon Diggins each with 4. Joe Williams off the bench with 2. Marcus Ross has a free throw for his only point. And Denzel Jones and Carson Cheeseman have not scored for the Silver Streaks. You lead at 37-26. Let's go down courtside. Jim Lee is with Steve Cheeseman.
Okay, Steve, halftime. Some things we did well, some things we didn't do so well, I guess.
That sums it up. I thought that we lost our aggressiveness a little bit and played a little bit unsure on the offensive end. We carried that a little bit down to the defensive end. And you know, our calling card has always been, we're going to get after you and we're going to guard you. We're going to be aggressive. And we got back on our heels a little bit. Now, to their credit, they made some plays and did some things. But we were asleep at the switch a little bit on the defensive end. We've got to get the ball reversed on the offensive, and that's who we are, to get a rhythm and a flow. And hopefully we make those adjustments. This first 3 minutes is going to be big for us.
Offensively, it was Grant and a few putbacks, basically, that half.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, we were very choppy. I mean, our sets, we didn't get the ball moving, and our offense is predicated on getting the ball moving, getting it reversed, creating some rhythm and flow, and we lost a little bit of that there.
Quite a difference in the first two teams, East Peoria and Diet, a whole different type of play, isn't it?
Yeah, different types of ball clubs. This ball club here is a nice ball club. They worked hard. They played with a purpose. They have some athleticism. They're a very formidable opponent.
Great. Good luck.
Thanks, Jim.
Earlier today here at the Galesburg Thanksgiving Tournament, Moline defeated East Peoria 55-40, and Team Englewood held off a United Township rally and went on to beat the Panthers 74-61. Here at Galesburg 37, Diet out of Chicago, down by 11, 37-26. And happy birthday to the head coach of the Eagles, Willie Scott. The Bradley Great led the Bradley Braves to the NIT Championship in 1982 when they felt cheated about not making it to the NCAA tournament. He's now the head coach, took over in about mid-October. He was an assistant with Bradley, left there, and took the head coaching job here. Was known as the Roadrunner when he was with the Braves, if the name sounds familiar to you. He turns 51 today, but he's not having a very good birthday so far as the Streaks open down low. Ryan Carl, reverse layup, missed it. And Diet hangs in there. Still down 11. Pretty good defense on the opening possession. DeAndre Smith comes up with a rebound for the Eagles. 37-26, the Galesburg lead, nearly turning it over, but the Eagles hang on to it. Alante Walker with a loose ball in the lane comes up with it. Now to Vines, who led the Eagles in scoring with 11 in the first half. Faking left, now driving right, hesitating, dumping it off into the corner. Vines tries to get it along the baseline, and Carl pokes it out of bounds right in front of the official, and the Eagles hang on to it. Inbounding from the left side of the basket, Darcy Alford, who sat a good chunk of that first half with three fouls. He lobs it high up on the inbound, deflected briefly out of the hands of Walker, who's double-teamed. Gets the pass away to Alford. Now drives, throws it into the lane, turns it over. Carl knocked it loose. Gibson picks it up. Driving down the right side, dumps it off to Diggins, threw it behind him. Loose ball in the lane, fought for. And Marcus Ross comes up with it for the Streaks. Heck of a battle by Galesburg to hang on to it there. Cheeseman, top of the circle, Ryan Carl puts the ball on the floor, hands off to Gibson. Now dribbles between two defenders and a reach-in foul. They're going to have their pick of either Alford or Mathis. And Alford probably thinking it's going to be against him because he's already picked up three, but they go with Mathis instead. And that's his third.
Well, and we said neither team probably benefited a whole lot of scouting going into this. I'm sure Willie Scott, head coach of Dyett, probably saying, let's double down on 32 anytime we can, Grant Gibson being number 32, because he was the only one that really hurt him at all in the first half.
Carson Cheeseman throws one away, picking it off. Mathis on the run at the other end, missed it. Rebound by the Eagles, bounce pass in the lane. Vines with a turnaround, blocked by Ross, and Ryan Carl comes up with it. He outlets to Gibson. Lead pass overthrows Marcus Ross, and the Streaks give it right back. Well, Steve
Reynolds.
Cheeseman said the first 3 minutes was going to be big, and it's been a non-factor. Both teams playing very sloppy coming out of the locker room.
Dyett's had some opportunities here.
Here's another block, and they're going to get Ross in the foul this time.
Three shots.
Smith got the shot away from the top of the circle, and I guess Marcus got him on the arm.
So three free throws coming up now, and, yeah, the Streaks have not played a good couple of minutes here, a couple of turnovers. And Dyett, I give them credit. They hustle, too.
Yeah, they do.
They follow plays. You know, they missed the one layup down here after the turnover, and there were two guys that had trailed the play right behind it, able to get the thing back.
Smith can't make the first free throw.
I don't think anybody that's playing either one of these teams later in the tournament scouting this is probably too scared of either one, though. It's not been a real impressive game, but that's what you're going to get, especially in these early season tournaments. It's trying to work out the wrinkles.
Smith misses a second free throw. And here comes number three. They are 2 for 6 from the line. But Galesburg has not shot 50% from the line either. He missed all three of them.
Oh, he gave up the board.
And then gave up the rebound to Vines, who might have gotten fouled over the top of the head with Carl coming in on it. Now they get it out to Smith, who gets them all back with a three-pointer from the wing. That's the first basket of the second half. It's an 8-point Galesburg lead with under 6 minutes to go, third quarter. Cheeseman, left side Diggins, bounces it back to Carson, looking right side to Ross, goes left instead to Diggins. Trevon might have got away with a travel, coming in from the left wing. Now over to Ross from the wing. He knocks down a 2-pointer with his foot just on the line. First basket of the game for Ross, who led the Streaks in scoring the other night with 13. It's a 10-point Galesburg lead, 5:35 to go, third quarter. Under a minute and a half to go at Iowa City. 14th-ranked Nebraska with the ball, leading the Hawkeyes 13-7. And now a foul called as Carson Cheeseman stole it away from Smith near half court. And then DeAndre reached out, grabbed him at the ankle, tripped him up, and that's four fouls on DeAndre Smith.
Westinghouse and Limestone to be the next game. That should be a good one, as long as Westinghouse still has some quality players, because we know Limestone's decent. Better than decent, actually. They're going to be pretty tough.
Roster-wise, Westinghouse brought back everybody from last year. They did not have a senior on the roster. In the lane, Carl tries to dump it off to Gibson in the lane. It's knocked out of bounds by Vines, and Mike Reynolds, I think, barking at Ryan Carl to just go up with the shot. You're 5 feet away from the basket. Just put it up. Don't try to pass it through the lane where there's traffic. But the Streaks fortunate to hang on to it. Cheeseman on the baseline gets it into Gibson on the left wing. Man-to-man defense there, not double-team this possession. Down low to Carl. He does force it up this time, and he works it through a double-team and gets the roll. Carl matches his output from the other night with 7.
41-29, streaks by a dozen.
Seemed to be looking to want to kick it back out.
Yeah.
Really didn't find anybody, so thought, well, I'll just make a move, and it worked out for him.
Nice anticipation by Diggins to go up and knock the pass loose, but Diet comes up with a loose ball. Diggins comes back with a foul and a three-point basket by Burns, a chance at a four-point play.
Yeah, that one's got Mike Reynolds pacing down towards the water cooler and looking up at the scoreboard and trying to keep his cool. He's going to stop and get some water after that.
Yeah, that's kind of a trademark move on his part. When he gets really upset, rather than communicate it verbally, he just walks down and grabs a cup of water so he can't say anything. And Burns finishes off the four-point play with the free throw. 41-33, Galesburg by eight. Diet just won't go away. Here's left corner. Gibson for three. First basket of the second half, and he has 24.
Well, we're not doing much else right, but we're shooting pretty well. 3 of 3 here in this third quarter to offset some bad ball handling and decisions on the defensive end.
Career high for Gibson. In fact, he had the career high in the first half. Failed to mention he had 18 against both Blue Island Eisenhower and Rantoul last year. The 21 in the first half was already his career high. Now he's up to 24 to put the streaks up by 11 halfway through the third quarter. And then cuts off Vines defensively on the baseline and a double dribble called against Sion Burns, and that is the 15th Diet turnover.
Now, Gibson had some great hustle games last year. We thought Rantoul probably was his finest hour last year. He was terrific in that overtime win of the championship game of that Taylorville tournament.
So the streaks now try to build on the lead again. They were up by 11 at the half. They've led by as many as 12 in this game. Down low, Tyson Parks. Pump fakes, now puts it in the lane. Missed the shot. Ball knocked out of Marcus Ross's hands, and they're going to say Ross touched it last. He couldn't handle the rebound.
Well, Tyson great on effort, but still lacks a little polish around the basket there. He's going to give you all he got.
Has 4 points in the game. Ethan Meeker back in. Made his first shot on the varsity level against East Peoria Wednesday night. And hasn't scored since. So let's see if he can get into the scoring book here this afternoon with the streaks leading by 11. Diet with the ball for the moment, though. Burns gets it between the circles to Darcy Alford. Hands back off to Burns. He'll dribble right, working against Diggins. Trevon playing much better defense here this afternoon than he did against East Peoria when he got into foul trouble. And then knocks it out of Burns' hands, and Burns touched it last going out on the sideline, so Diet turns it over for the third time this half, 16th time in the game. Diggins over to Grant Gibson. We talked about it Wednesday. Here's Gibson with a drive and the floater and another basket. Gibson has missed only 3 shots the entire game. And the Eagles call timeout as they find themselves down 13 with 3:08 to go third quarter. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
Another one.
Another what?
Every customer that's walked through those doors this morning has left smiling, even laughing.
I am good.
Michelle. XYZ.
Oh, no.
Uh-huh.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Hi, I'm Rick Heath. The Civic Arts Center Holiday House Walk is coming up. We'll talk about it with Heather Norman at 5:20 on the WGIL Evening News.
First of two for the Galesburg Silver Streaks here this afternoon in their own Thanksgiving tournament. Galesburg to battle Chicago Westinghouse tonight with a 7 o'clock scheduled start time. As Jim mentioned earlier, no break, no sort of scheduled lead time between a morning session and an afternoon session as they have done in the past. That's typically when you can kind of reset for the afternoon or the evening session and start your first of the last four games back on schedule after the first four get off schedule. So who knows how close to 7 o'clock we'll really start here tonight. And now Diggins gets called for a bump in the backcourt against Burns. That'll be the third team foul on the streaks here in the second half and the second in the game for Trevon Diggins. 46-33 here. Galesburg over Chicago Diet with 3 minutes to go in the game. This was a continuous clock game last year. So under head coach Willie Scott,
He's already got his Eagles playing better than what we saw in game one last season. Now, quick pull-up jumper by Burns from 18 feet won't go. And there's Denzel Jones back into the game for the Silver Streaks with his first rebound. Streaks trying to build on the lead. Jones with it on the right wing. Dribbles to the baseline. Dumps it over left side into the corner. Meeker has a hard time hanging on to the ball. Now pulls up from 12 feet. That won't go. Burns with the rebound for the Eagles. Leading it up court. Poked away from the backside. Grant Gibson trying to save it on the baseline is Jones. But his momentum took him just to the tip of the baseline, and he's out of bounds. Dyett hangs on to it.
We truly had a balanced scoring attack in our win the other night. Balance is probably not what you'd say today. It's a lot of low single figures and then a big 26 up there for Grant Gibson, as he has had it going on today offensively. Trevon Diggins will take a seat for the Silver Streaks here.
It's a final from Iowa City. 14th-ranked Nebraska holds off the Hawkeyes 13-7. Iowa's now lost, what, five in a row?
Down there.
Now, there's a travel called on James Vines as his momentum after receiving the pass kept him moving forward with the pivot foot.
Iowa fans would probably be quick to point out they're not quite down in the low-rent territory of the Illini yet, but they're not too far away.
We play Northwestern today, is that right? Am I remembering
tomorrow,
that
correctly? Tomorrow,
yeah. Oh, tomorrow, that's right. It's only Friday. Gibson's shot from just outside the free throw line rolls off, and then nobody touched it. Oh, now they are going to overrule. Joe Thompson overrules the baseline official, and the Streaks will hang on to it with a dead ball rebound. Might indicate why nobody for Galesburg chased it down. On the inbounds, Tyson Parks. They'll get it back top of the circle, and there's an air ball from Joe Williams, and this time it will go back to Dyett. Hadn't been pretty at times here today, but, you know, that's going to happen with this team. Playing lots of underclassmen, lots of inexperience. Enters a drive down the lane, and that was an easy one to call. Denzel Jones was just waiting for it. And Vines, too aggressive to the basket, just plowed over it.
Well, at least there was contact there. One of the Dyett players in the first half, we laughed. He set himself in the lane. Everybody blew by him. He just fell slowly backwards and smashed the floor. And I'm not even sure he got a breeze and he fell back. So they fine you now for that in the NBA. I wish the colleges would start doing something, too. You get a lot of floppers in college.
2:03 to go. Now under 2 minutes to go.
Man.
And Gibson gets hit pretty hard from the backside trying to receive a pass on the right side of the lane. Mathis knocked him over from the backside for his fourth foul. That's the fourth team foul on the Eagles here with a minute 54 to go, third quarter.
Coaches used to tell us, if you're going to foul, make it count. Mathis did that time.
He sure did. On the inbounds, Grant fouled again. So the Streaks found him in traffic, and Dyett found him too for a very quick fifth team foul. And they'll give that one against James Vines, and that's his fourth. Halftime in the Mercer County State Championship game. They're tied with Belleville-Althoff at 7. Thanks to Tom Meredith for keeping us up to date on that one. 6 for Grant Gibson in the quarter, 27 for the game as he continues to add to his career high. And good free throw shooting to boot. He makes them both. 5 for 6 for the game for Grant.
Grant's kind of got himself a little side spin free throw there. Not textbook, but it works for him, so whatever it takes.
Biggest lead of the game for the Streaks, 48-33. Missed shot under the basket. Nice job by Williams. Some contact in there. He held on to the rebound at the free throw line. Now he gets it back from Grant, trying to spin free in the lane. Gives it off to Gibson, top of the circle. Grant driving down the right side. Draws a double team, forced it up, and he's going to get a couple more free throws.
Now they've definitely made a more concerted effort to get all over Grant Gibson. Willie Scott, I think of that last time out, especially was making that point, but now they're putting him at the free throw line, and if he continues to shoot at this pace at the line, he'll pile up the points this year.
First free throw rolls through. Home roll on that one. Alante Walker with the foul. 16 fouls on Dyett. I misspoke earlier. I said Grant was 5 of 6. He's 6 of 7. Now 6 of 8 from the free throw line. Loose ball briefly. But Walker latches onto it for Dyett. 8 in the quarter. 29 for the game for Grant Gibson. And now the Eagles turn it over in the half court. 19 turnovers for the game with a minute 22 to go third quarter.
Yeah, in fact, I've got him for 20 now.
All right.
That one went through the hands of Eric Johnson over here on the near side. And that is just a really careless turnover. Some of them you're being aggressive, but Dyett's had
two or three this period that have just been throwaways for the possession.
Now the Streaks nearly turn it over. A choreographed pass by Trevon Diggins picked off by Mathis, but he deflected it so hard he got a hand on it once and then couldn't hang on to it going out of bounds. So the Streaks do keep possession with a minute 10 to go here in the third quarter. Good win for the Big Ten in college basketball today. An upset as Minnesota knocks off 19th-ranked Memphis 84-75. Here's Williams driving in the lane, dishes it off to Diggins. Now a hesitation. Jones gets open in the lane. Somebody reached in and got it. He gets it back. He misses the follow. And Diet gets the third rebound. And then throws it away, trying to lead the break to the other end, overthrowing Eric Johnson into the front court.
Let's see. So you mentioned the college score. That's two losses for Memphis already
now.
Yep,
back-to-back.
Minnesota, which got pummeled by Duke last night, was it?
I believe that's right, yeah.
Duke's going to be tough.
And for those of you who are, oh, here's a terrible pass by Dobson, picked off in the lane by Dayette, so the Streaks give it back for the 10th time. Here's a quick three on the other end by Walker. That's off the front of the rim. Chases down his own long rebound, and Dayette will keep it here. Kind of a reunion for the Michigan Wolverines later today. The fourth-ranked team in college basketball. They're going to take on Kansas State, which, of course, has former Illinois coach Bruce Weber at the helm. A runner by Dayette, knocked out of bounds. Apparently last touched by the Streaks. Carson Giesman didn't agree with it. But a 16-point Galesburg lead. 7.5 seconds to go, third quarter.
Cold shooting from Dayette. They've hit just two field goals in this third quarter. They are both threes, but other than that, nothing.
Streaks trying to prevent a last shot here with down to 4 seconds to go, driving and then losing
Tyson.
The ball. A reach in as Alante Walker cut inside the free throw line. And with 0.6 seconds to go, he's going to get a couple of free throws here. And that did not look like it was going to be a very good shot attempt.
No.
Have been better off just letting him, and if he made it, give him credit. But
that's why I groaned when Tyson, you know, that was definitely a case of trying to play defense with your arms instead of your feet, because if he just slides in front of him, I don't think he ever gets a shot off there.
Well, he missed the first free throw. Walker 0 for 3 from the free throw line in this game. They are 1 for 5 in the third quarter at the charity stripe. And the second one is way too strong. All the Streaks have to do is rebound the miss, and that's the end of the third quarter. 49-33 Galesburg through three quarters at the Thanksgiving tournament. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandberg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandberg Mall.
A lot of daily repetitive motion can lead to loss of range of motion, causing you pain. Sarah Haynes, physical therapist for OSF St. Mary Medical Center, specializes in exercise to help relieve back pain.
The McKenzie Method is a self-treatment program, so the patient is given exercises and postural correction and basically taught how to treat their own problem. And usually if they follow through with a maintenance program that can take just 2 or 3 minutes a day, they can significantly reduce their pain.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better.
There's plenty of new things at the 31st Annual Greater Peoria Farm Show. From live TV broadcast by the RFD Network to all the latest in agriculture, as over 300 exhibitors will show more than 1,000 lines of equipment and services. Arrive before noon and register for the $1,000 daily early bird show bucks prize. And as always, admission is still free. So make your plans to attend now. The Greater Peoria Farm Show at the Peoria Civic Center, November 27th through the 29th. You'll have a great time.
When it happens in the world of sports, we are there. Fox Sports Radio, weekends on WGIL.
Chicago Dayette, 13 seconds into the fourth quarter, turns it over on a 5-second call as Alante Walker just dribbles, became dribble happy, as the saying goes. Trevon Diggins hung right with him the whole time, forced a 5-second call. 49-33, the Galesburg lead as we start the fourth quarter. Dribbling, Gibson into the right corner, Ross gives it back to Grant, 1 point away from 30 for the game. Now Diggins has the ball knocked into the backcourt, and they are going to call a double dribble on Carson Cheeseman as the Streaks turn it over for the 11th time, Jim?
11th time, that's right. Had three in the last period. Dayette, in addition to shooting very poorly, 2 of 9 in the third quarter, also turned it over 8 times. That was a horrible quarter for Dayette. We didn't play all that well, but still were able to build on the lead just because Dayette was so bad.
Yep, outscored him 12-7. and lead by 16 into the final quarter. Here's a quick three. A little bit short. Rebound put back. That won't go. And then Ryan Carl just completely lost the handle on the ball under the basket. And he gives it back to the Eagles. .49-33 is where we are starting the fourth quarter on the inbound out high. And a hold called against Marcus Ross as Walker was trying to get free, scooting out to the three-point line. And that's the second foul of the game. Sorry, third foul on Marcus Ross. On the inbound, out high again it goes to Jimmy Blossom. Came into the game late in the third quarter. What a great name, huh? Jimmy Blossom. Sounds he like needs, something out of the 50s.
Needs to play at Bloom Township.
There you go. There's a block by Ross on Alford, and then got the deflection, and now Marcus comes up with a loose ball. And he'll lead the break to the other end. Here's a three by Gibson off the back of the rim. Rebound by Blossom. So the Streaks seem to have this one well in hand as the Eagles turn it over. Here's a one-on-two break. Is Gibson going to get there first? And they back away.
He did it again.
Just fought. He fell down before Grant even got to the basket. Grant has 31 for the game now. 31 of the Streaks, 51. And they lead by 18, nearly
nice
stolen
sloppy.
Away, and it isn't over and back. As Carson Cheeseman was all over Johnson right at midcourt.
I'll tell you, the second half is the Diet team we thought we might see in the first half.
Yeah.
The first half was imposters because they weren't too bad, but this second half has been awful for them.
And they're fortunate they're within 18 because the Streaks weren't all that good in the third quarter either. Otherwise, they really could have blown the doors off this one. Not that 18 points isn't a comfortable lead as it is, but it could be a lot worse as Ross tries to dribble in from the left side, completely lost the handle on it, and turns it over.
That is not a move that Marcus can make. That's just not, no, don't do that.
Pull up from 14 feet on the right side. Heck of a rebound by Grant Gibson, and then coming down with it, looks like he got Alante Walker with the elbow into the neck. Walker is up and coming down to the other direction as Cheeseman drives baseline, tries to throw it into Ryan Carl. It's deflected back to Carson. He's going to get a couple of free throws here. Ill-advised pass. He was fortunate. It bounced right back to him. Now he gets a couple of free throws. Cheeseman 0 for 2 from the line. Sion Burns. Only the first foul of the game on him.
Walker still holding his throat or his chin there from where Gibson got him on that last sequence here on this end of the court as Carson Cheeseman misses the first free throw.
Still can't make a free throw.
Probably want your point guard to make some free throws. Let's get her done, Carson. That away.
1 for 4 in the game. Galesburg as a team really has not shot free throws well. Had it not been for Grant Gibson from the line, who's 6 of 8, he'd really be looking at some bad, bad numbers. I keep shorting Grant a free throw. 7 for 9 from the line. Well, that was a tough jumper just inside the arc by Kenneth Mathis. He has 8 in the game, first points of the second half. 17-point Galesburg lead. 52-35. Quick pass down low. Good look to Marcus Ross, who got blocked and then knocked out of bounds on the rebound. Last touch by Diet. Good look by Grant Gibson from
sure
out
was.
On that one.
Sure was. Marcus got to go up a little bit stronger with that. Now, I know he didn't know anybody was in the area, but you've got to anticipate somebody's going to come over there at some point. Marcus, I think, took that up as strong as he could have.
Diet calls timeout. 5:21 to go in the game. Streaks by 17. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Element number 7. They call it nitrogen on the periodic table, but can you trust a table that's a table only periodically? Now they say nitrogen's good for putting in your tires. Would you put fertilizer in your tires? What's the matter with good, clean American air?
Nitrogen is actually very good instead of air. It doesn't leak easily. It helps stability. It's actually pretty good.
But what if I want just a good old Cooper tire?
Car-Mark carries all major brands, including the full line of Cooper tires. Check it out anytime at Car-Mark Tire and Auto in the Sandburg Mall.
Take charge of your wallet and your future with advice from Clark Howard. Weekdays at 3 on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with you from John Field Gymnasium. Happy Thanksgiving to all. First of two games for the Silver Streaks here today. It's been a successful one, 52-35, coming out of the Chicago Diet timeout. The Eagles did have the lead once in this game. We were tied twice early on, and then the Eagles had a 6-4 lead. Galesburg scored 9 in a row from that point on, and They just continued to build on the lead. Now we have offsetting turnovers. Galesburg gives it up, then gets it right back, chasing it down at the other end. Grant could have lofted a three there if he wanted to, but Gibson passed on it. 5 minutes to go in the game. Streaks lead by 17. Right side, Marcus Ross drives baseline. And he has the ball knocked out of his hands on the way up, and a reach-in foul called as Diet was ready to come out of it. So at what point is Mike Reynolds going to send some substitutes in, or does he want to see some flow here from the starters in what will be a much more competitive game tonight?
Yeah, if we play like this, we won't win another game in this tournament tonight or either of them tomorrow. It's been, Grant Gibson's been great offensively, but other than that, I can't really say we're taking a whole lot away from this game positive other than a win.
Thank you for calling that travel, as I thought maybe they weren't going to, but Sion Burns cutting in from the right side, kind of, I think he just got kind of tied up with his own feet. Took a couple of extra steps in there. That is the 25th Diet turnover. Now if the Streaks can force 25 turnovers against the opposition the rest of the tournament, then we have a much better chance, obviously. But yeah, if the offense doesn't do more than what we've seen here in this game, it will be tough. And it looks like the message has been to get some more people involved. Although as soon as I say that, Grant does shoot the three-pointer. Gibson missed it. Carl just took the rebound away, gets bumped on the offensive putback, and he'll get a couple of free throws.
Well, it
looked to me like the message was, all right, let's see some other guys do some things here, because we're not going to get 31 from Grant Gibson every game. So everybody touched at that possession.
Well, as word of this game gets around, and, of course, Gibson, the guy that, even though he's just a sophomore, brings all the experience back, Ryan Carl hits the free throw. You know, when we play Western Big Six teams especially, they're going to do everything they can to double-team or whatever they have to do to not let Grant Gibson beat them. So we've got to have other guys step up and become scoring threats, and so far today have not seen that. Bless you.
Tried to get the turned out. Didn't quite make that one, did I?
Happy birthday, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Hopefully they listened this morning and knew that, but I don't think we've missed it since we said it since we went on the air.
Well, we didn't have to.
What
a move by James Vines down the lane. That was strong to the basket. Somehow he got enough touch on the shot to get it to roll through.
We might have a cake in here because you and Willie Scott, the coach for Diet, both having a birthday today.
Yeah. He's twice as old as I am.
Twice?
Here's another turnover by the Streaks and a layup by Vine. So he's padding some numbers now, and the Streaks getting careless with the ball. They got it for five turnovers this quarter. And now they make it six this quarter as Gibson kicks the ball. Two-on-one break. Pull up. Bank shot by Vines. No. And Carl with his fifth rebound. All right. Maybe he's not twice as old as I am.
I was trying to be good and only count you for 35 years earlier, but that still wouldn't quite get you half his age.
I'll take 35. Gibson drives all the way in from the left lane, and they're going to count the basket on that one. I'm not so sure about that one. It looked like a little NBA continuation there, but chance for a three-point play for Grant. Why not? He's got 33, and three-point play here, and that one's good. And
for some reason, I just had I don't know why, I just pictured Frank Dexter and what he would have done if that was his team, the guy that had 31 points that they just let him walk to the basket and score easily like that. I just pictured Frank flipping out there all of a sudden.
It's a drive down the right side. Nice dump off underneath the basket. A little friendly roll for Jimmy Blossom under the basket. 56-41. Diet has crossed the 40-point mark. Top of the circle. Gibson. Now he's going to drive down the lane. Cut off by three defenders. Still with the ball. Dishes it over to Marcus Ross. Skip pass left side. Williams back to Grant. They're going to make a concerted effort to get him 40 here, you think? He's got 34. Here's Marcus driving. Nice finish by Marcus to bank that one up and in. He's got five for the game.
Well, I wouldn't think that number would really be a big deal at this point. I would think maybe to get a few of the other players in before it's over.
Here's a quick three at the other end. That won't go. Trevon Diggins with the rebound. Well, if Diet puts up quick shots like that, then Gibson's got a better chance of getting there. Steps to the arc. They double-team it. Over to Ross. Somebody's open. Skip past left side. It's Diggins. He drives into the lane. Takes it all the way. Lost it on the way up. Big smile on Trevon's face.
That looked like a like an elementary play. You go in there and you just fire it up with two hands, scooping it up. Betty got the foul out of it, so a couple of free throws.
Well, that was, I hearken back to Bruce Weber there. That was the jacked up spinning doodle shot that he bemoaned early in his Illini career. And I figure, you know, if Grant's going for 40 points, if that kid for Grinnell can go for 138 the night, we can let Grant go for 40, I guess.
Mathis fouls out of the game for Diet. He has 8. As I'll tell you, Eagles have done a heck of a job not to have lost anybody to the fouls until the 2:12 mark of the fourth quarter as Trevon misses his third straight free throw. He's under 50% now because they had foul trouble from the get-go. Gets the roll on the second one. Vines has 4. DeAndre Smith has 4. Alford has 3. Alante Walker has 4. And it's Mathis who becomes the first to foul out in the game. 2:12 to go, 59-41 Galesburg.
Well, looks like they'll continue to run about a half hour behind as this one starts to wrap up. The next game was supposed to start at 2:30. It'll be about 3.
His travel not called as Darcy Alford dribbles to the top of the circle, loses his balance, falls backward, eventually falls down, and no travel called until I guess the held ball is finally called. So it goes as a turnover either way. Just 26 of them on the game now for Diet. Ethan Meeker back into the game, skips it left side over to Williams, right back to Ethan on the right side. He picks up his dribble. Down low to Marcus Ross, drives baseline, pulls up. Nice strong move again with a finish.
Good job, Marcus.
20-point lead for Galesburg, biggest of the game now at 61-41. Williams pokes one away on the inbound. Diet chases it down into the corner. Alford will bring it across midcourt. Williams hounding him the whole way, though. He's not giving up. Gibson will play defense on Vines, who just lofts a 3 from 25 feet, and he knocks it down perfectly. Yeah, why not, right? Minute 25 to go in the game, down 20. 61-44. Drive by Jones at the other end. Meeker with a pass. He'll hit a 3 from the left corner. Nice look by Jones to find him out there. Ethan juggled it a little bit, but he got possession of it enough to fire off a clean look, and the Streaks lead by 20, and a timeout call with a minute 17 to go in the game.
Well, we don't want to mention Streaks that aren't here too much, but I think early in the season, it's worth mentioning. You know, we're talking about how we need more offensive output. Well, we're really trying to find those guys because without Kendall Thompson and without Bull Purifoy, I think both guys we thought would be on this team this year and providing a lot of offense. Yep. Neither one of them are with the club for various reasons. And so, you know, Mike Reynolds is saying, I'm going to go with the guys that are here, but it takes a little while when you're especially if we have played some summer league with
right.
Kendall. I guess Kendall was terrific in summer league and not with the team. So we're really having to adjust and find guys to maybe assume some scoring roles that they didn't think they were going to have, certainly ball handling roles as well without Thompson. So without he and Purifoy, who'd been pretty big in this program during their earlier years of their career, not here, that's been a challenge for Galesburg.
When you look at 5 of your 14 players in the varsity roster as either freshmen or sophomores, and one of those sophomores being Grant Gibson, who's, you know, a very experienced sophomore. He comes back with more experience than anybody on the varsity level. If you can get all of them playing together and allow them to find their roles and do it effectively this season, boy, you're looking at a good couple strong years coming up. Now here's a fadeaway from three-point. Vines can't miss now. He's got 10 in the quarter and 21 for the game. Under a minute to go. 17-point Streaks lead. Williams down the lane, dumps it off to Tyson Parks. He collects it, fires it up, and is fouled.
You know, all the underclassmen we're talking about that are being asked to contribute here on the varsity level. Poor Ryan Hart's over there going, hey, wait a minute. That's our sophomore coach. If he had all these guys, including Grant, they'd be pretty tough to beat in that sophomore team.
Sure enough.
But they left the cupboard a little bit bare for him.
And he'll be the first to tell you that.
Oh, yeah. So that the demise of the two players we mentioned that aren't with the team anymore have caused some ripples up and down the Streaks program.
Another missed free throw. Tyson Parks goes to the line, draws the front iron. He does get the second.
And now here come the reinforcements.
Logan Davis already on the floor for the Silver Streaks.
Devin Ross into the game. Eric Thompson, one of the three freshmen on the team for the Silver Streaks, is on the floor. And Tommy Lepas, who we talked about, a foreign exchange student, is into the game for the final 45 seconds. Here's another three-pointer by Vines. That won't go. Ripping the rebound away. Jimmy Blossom gets it back to Vines. High post shot. Short. Rebound. Deflected out to Alford. And the loose ball into the hands of Vines. And he drives past. Guess he drove. Oh, who did he? Was that? All right, who do we have on the floor here tonight, today, who's not wearing the same number? That's Bryce Reed, I think. A foul call on Eric Thompson.
Devin, Tommy, Logan, Eric.
And free throw missed. And then Diet battling for it. May come up with it again, and it is. Into the hands of Mines, who ends up collecting it.
And so Bryce Reed goes from 12 to 30 today, apparently.
Apparently. And the pass over to the right side, and they throw it away again. 27 turnovers by Diet after all that. 65-49. Galesburg by 16 with the final 10 seconds ticking off the clock here. Devin Ross drives. He'll throw up the one-hand floater, and it rolls through, and they're going to call basket interference on the Silver Streaks. I think it was Thompson who got up there and got a hand on the rim. So that waves off and negates Devin Ross's first varsity basket. And he'll let his teammate hear about that, I'm sure. Final score 65-49. Galesburg goes to 2-0 in the season, knocking off Chicago Diet in its season opener. Postgame show coming up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Craddy Insurance, one office for all your insurance needs. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Welcome to Toyotathon, our biggest sales event of the year. I'm here to help you find the very best deals on all your favorite Toyota models. Please listen closely. Some of our great offers have changed. In fact, this Toyotathon, we're offering big savings on almost everything. To hear more about great offers on reliable, safe, and versatile Toyota vehicles, choose from one of the following. Press 1 for Camry. Press 2 for RAV4. Press 3 for Corolla. You've selected the 2012 Camry LE, a very good, reliable choice. Right now, you can lease one for $199 for 24 months with $2699 due at signing plus taxes and fees. Toyotathon is on. This is the one event you don't want to miss.
On approved credit from Toyota Financial Services, security deposit waived. $350 disposition fee due at lease end. Call 1-800-79-TOYOTA for details. Varies by region and excludes hybrid models. See participating dealer for details. Offers end 12-312.
Never miss the action.
Jay takes turns. Play fake. On the bootleg. Jay rolling right. Jay throwing. Caught at the goal line. Brandon Marshall. Touchdown. Touchdown Bears.
The Bears take on NFC North rivals, the Minnesota Vikings.
Hi, this is Jeff Joniak. Pre-game coverage of the Chicago Bears begins at 11:30 Sunday morning on the Laser.
Your home for the Chicago Bears in West Central Illinois is 92.7 FM, the Laser.
Constantly reaching for the remote, not to channel surf, but to turn the volume up and up and up. This is one of the most common signs of hearing loss. You should consider a Starkey hearing aid. The improved digital technology allows you to program settings to make listening easier, no matter where you are. The wireless technology allows your hearing aid to automatically adjust to your TV, phone, and iPod, so you aren't constantly turning the volume up. Call the Knox County Hearing Center for a free hearing evaluation. Knox County Hearing Center on Henderson Street, behind Lim's Ice Cream.
The official WGIL forecast includes a wind advisory in effect until 3 for Knox, Fulton, Peoria, and Stark counties. Clouds breaking up, but still very windy. Winds 25 to 30 miles per hour, gusting to 50 miles per hour at times.
High of only 36, overnight low tonight of 22. Tomorrow, sunny and a high of 36 again. Low of 28 for tomorrow night. Sunday, sunny and a high of 48. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 34 at WGIL.
Final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. WGIL's coverage of GHS boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Postgame show coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball here on WGIL. Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with you. Thanks for being with us here. Galesburg goes to 2-0 on the season with a 65-49 win over Chicago Diet High School. Early on, it was tight, 2-2, 4-4, a couple of ties early on. Then Diet took a 6-4 lead, their only one of the game. Streaks came back with a three-pointer to take a 7-6 lead. That three-pointer, one of Grant Gibson's 33 today. And they went from being down 6-4 to up 13-6, a 9-0 run, and that was the last and only time that the Silver Streaks trailed in this game. They led the rest of the way. Mercer County has now taken a 14-7 lead over Belleville Althoff. Still 8.5 minutes to go in the third quarter, so it's early second half in the state championship game there. But 65-49, Streaks just continued to build on the lead. It was up, they were up 11 at the half, 16 in the third quarter, ended up going up by better than 20 in the fourth quarter, and again ended up winning it by 16. 65-49. So, you know, all in all, Mike Reynolds told us in the pregame show that he's talking about the goals for today. At, you know, one of the goals the other night was to get everybody in and see what they can do. We talk about the lack of experience on this team, Jim, and how important just playing time and playing against varsity experience is going to be for this team and a number of the players. And, you know, obviously the win is the number one goal. They got that. But then the secondary goal after that was to try to get a lot of guys on the floor. They did that Wednesday. Talked about the goal here today. And again, he said, well, number one, we want to win. And they did. But I'm not sure quite as many of the goals were accomplished here this afternoon. They had some defensive lapses. Obviously, the turnovers were way up. And not necessarily because of great pressure defense by Diet. It was better defense here than against East Peoria. But still a lot of sloppy turnovers. And I think this definitely exposes some of the issues that we knew this team was going to have to work on with so many players not playing on the varsity level.
Sure, and I think coming off that opener against East Peoria, they had really next to no quickness at all. And so you can get True. Lulled into feeling your ball handling is a little farther advanced than what it was. And I think it's good to play Diet here that, again, even though they've got a lot of work to do. They did have some quickness, and as you said, they did force our hand a little bit. I didn't feel so much. There was some problem with the guards here and there, but I thought it was more interior and on the baseline, that sort of thing. Sometimes when our players inside would try and put the ball on the floor, and it would get poked away from them.
Yeah.
You know, that they have, a lot of times we talk about ball handling, we think guards, guards, guards. Well, a lot of it's on your guys inside, too. You know, against East Peoria, I'm not sure they ever really stole it from us at all that game the other night, but these guys, you put it on the floor, there's going to be those quick hands going after it, and we lost it a few times there. So, yeah, I really, other than Grant Gibson's terrific offensive game, I'm trying to think of a lot of real positives to come out of this one other than just getting a win, and that's about it. Now, maybe Mike Reynolds will have a few other ideas when he comes up, but just happy to escape this with a W, but knowing that you've got to play better than that the rest of the tournament if you want to get another win.
Now, Marcus showed some nice drives in from the right baseline late in the game, and Ross showed us a nice ability to finish there.
Mm-hmm. And he had 13 the other night.
Yep. So he ended up with 7 here today. Tyson showed some athleticism that we knew he had, but not a lot of touch so much here today. Not a lot of finishing ability. So, I don't know. Again, we'll find out what the coach has to say when he makes his way over here. But nevertheless, a victory. And, you know, that's certainly one way to build experience and confidence as well, as to get these guys out here. And they're 2-0. So, you know, that's the bottom line.
Yeah.
And then that builds. That's certainly something to build upon as well, too.
That was the goal of the tournament, the way it was laid out. And We will have our hands full tonight, though. We're watching the team warm up that we're going to be playing, Westinghouse. The good news is they're not going to have as much rest as we are, but only by about an hour and a half. And I thought it was an upset when we beat these guys last year. Played a pretty good game and knocked them off. It would be a real upset, I think, tonight to beat them because, as you said, Brad, they've got everybody back.
Yep.
They've got good size, and they're going to be every bit as quick as the Diet team we just played, only with a lot more skills and more size. And so we will we'll have our hands full tonight.
And this game against Limestone that's about to begin should be one of the more entertaining games and one of the more...
Maybe the championship game, ultimately. You never know.
Yeah, really one of the better played games, I guess, is kind of what I'm thinking in terms of the contests in this one here through these opening 3 days of the season. Let's go ahead and take a look at the final statistics of this action here today, brought to you by McDonald's. And, Jim, we'll start off with the team numbers.
Gelsberg shoots a respectable 48% from the field, 23 out of 48. Silver Streaks pretty consistent. That's where we were at halftime as well. Most of those made shots coming off the fingertips of Grant Gibson, although, as Brad said, a few others did get in the scoring mood later in the game. Diet was 40% from the field. Easy to figure that. They were 20 out of 50 field goals in this one. Had a horrible third quarter. They were just 2 of 9 in that third quarter and had 8 turnovers in that period. And so if there weren't other factors contributing to Diet's demise, that third quarter was awful for them. As for the rebounding totals, we got out-rebounded by a little bit. Diet had 31, Gelsberg with 26. A bit concerning when we had the height advantage inside, but couldn't get the rebounding battle won.
Yeah.
And turnovers 28 for Diet and 17 for the Silver Streaks, and that was Grant Gibson and the Diet turnovers were the two stories of this game. That's what allowed us to get over the top.
So finishing up the final numbers here. But
again, looking at the schedule right now, we're going to
I can certainly give you the individual score. Well, no, I guess I can't. I haven't done Diet yet. Sorry.
Going to start this in about a half hour late that they're warming up for right now, although it looks like they really trimmed back the pregame warm-ups down to 10 minutes. They're going to start this one here in just about 3 minutes. So look for just 10 minutes between games now from here on out, with probably shorten up the halftime a little too, and they won't introduce any starters to try and get this thing back a little bit closer to on time. And again, a reminder, Gelsberg plays tonight, and it'll be followed by Limestone and Moline. So normally the home team plays the final game every night, but that's not the case in this one tonight. That'll be a better Friday night game than last year when I think there are about four people in the stands for that final game here on Friday night last year. So,
Coach Mike Reynolds is joining us now. So we've speculated as to kind of what our thoughts were of the game. Let's find out what the head coach has to say about this one against the Streaks win, 65-49 over Chicago Diet. Here's Jim with the head coach.
All right. Well, Coach, a win over Diet, but as we were breaking this one down, Grant Gibson, obviously a terrific offensive performance, but a lot of other things that kind of left us with some question marks after this one.
Yeah, I think that's a young team, you know, maybe thinking they're a little better than they are, you know. Defensively, we certainly got to have a better effort than that. You know, the next three games are going to be high-level games against high-level teams. So defensively, when we were focused and set ourselves down, we were fine. But, you know, there's some things certainly to shore up, and we knew that with our young team. But it's nice to shore them up with a win.
Well, in the third quarter especially was tough for both teams, and you really, I don't know, so you put this away. They wouldn't really go away in that first half. You'd think, well, we're going to blow them out, and then next thing you know, they're hanging around, hitting a three, and they're back within 6 points. So they were better than East Peoria, I thought.
Oh, yeah. They've gotten a little different attitude there this year, you can see. They're a more athletic team. They're aggressive. You know, I think they took it on the chin here a lot last year, and they came down with a little chip on their shoulder, and they're going to be okay. You know, they're aggressive and athletic, and we took their best shot, I think. We took their best shot and fought them off, and hopefully we can do that again tonight.
I'm guessing this probably won't be the only time that we see the scenario this season, though. Grant Gibson returning, even though he's just a sophomore, is becoming a proven scorer. We're still waiting to find out who the other guys are that will step up when he gets double-teamed and has some problems. Marcus Ross has shown some flashes, but I know you're looking to develop some other scorers.
Yeah, I mean, I think we got guys that have possibility. I think Trevon's a kid that can put some baskets in. Certainly Marks and Ryan are are guys that can score, Ethan Meeker and Joe off the bench. I think they got a shot. And Tyson, you know, when he gets in the flow of the game, you know, he's tough to stop around the hoop. So, I mean, it's just a matter of taking what the defense gives us. And you know, I thought Grant played, you know, I wouldn't say he played perfect offensively, but, you know, he did enough to get the job done. He adjusted the way the game was called and how they were guarding. And when they guard you like that, you got to go to the rim and you got to be aggressive and you got to be strong enough to finish it. And he was able to do those things.
We got out rebounded what we showed 31-26 by a Dyett team that really wasn't that big. Does that concern you?
Well, I mean, I certainly don't like to give up the rebounds. I think we didn't get any of the long rebounds. That concerns me that our guards, you know, I think we told halftime, you know, there's about six rebounds that are guard rebounds that we got to have. And I think that led to the game being a lot closer than possibly it should have been.
Forced 28 turnovers, though. If you can do that every night, you like your chances. But, you know, when you play the better teams, those are a little harder to get.
Yeah, and I think, you know, we didn't get as many live ball turnovers as we'd like, you know, which will lead to easy baskets. We had to throw the ball in again, and we just couldn't seem to shake a few loose and get, you know, three or four baskets in a row on layups. And hopefully, you know, as the season goes on, we'll be able to do that.
Well, in the next game involving the team we'll play next, Westinghouse, they're bringing just about everybody back, so I know we're going to step up in competition tonight, aren't we?
Oh, yeah, they're really good, I think, and they think they're going to, you know, I know talking to those guys, they think they're a sectional team. So, you know, whether they are or not, you know, that remains to be seen. But they've been in the regional final the last 2 years and gotten beat, and I think they think that they can take that next step. And it's nice to play this kind of competition early and see how our young guys respond.
Finally, looking at the tournament overall, the flow of it a little different this year. We've got an hour and a half between games instead of the hour 15, but no break in the afternoon session. Running about a half hour behind, and I guess, you know, they'll just shorten up the pregames a little bit. Is that all right with most of the coaches?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Englewood was a little late again this morning, and that put us, you know, 15, 20 minutes behind. And you know, we'll just have to see. You know, we'll have to see as we go on, and we'll get as close. We'll get as close back on schedule as we can.
All right, Mike, thanks. Talk to you tonight.
All right, thanks a lot.
Our postgame coaches interview brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. We'll wrap up the individual scoring numbers. Still have to give you our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game as well when we come back on the postgame show. Streaks win it today, 65-49 over Chicago Dyett. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys basketball coverage on WGIL at WGIL.com.
Live coverage of GHS basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by office specialists in Galesburg and Kewaunee, where your office is their business, and by Chuck Ross of Mel Foster Company, making it happen.
What a beautiful sunrise.
It's resplendent.
The water's so calm.
Untroubled, unperturbed, some might say reposeful.
Oh, what are you doing?
Oh, sorry. Must be this great breakfast we got off McDonald's dollar menu.
Not following you.
Well, I mean premium roast coffee, breakfast burritos, hash browns, everything's awesome and just a buck each.
Oh, so you're feeling kind of smart.
Indubitably.
McDonald's dollar menu at breakfast. The simple joy of being smart. At participating McDonald's, a la carte only.
There's plenty of new things at the 31st Annual Greater Peoria Farm Show. From live TV broadcast by the RFD Network to all the latest in agriculture, as over 300 exhibitors will show more than 1,000 lines of equipment and services. Arrive before noon and register for the $1,000 daily early bird show bucks prize. And as always, admission is still free. So make your plans to attend now. The Greater Peoria Farm Show at the Peoria Civic Center, November 27th through the 29th. You'll have a great time.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Post-game coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball continues here on WGIL. Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with you. Happy Thanksgiving and a feast of points for Grant Gibson here today. Not so much for the rest of the team. Let's finish off the final statistics brought to you by McDonald's. As Dyett finishes 6 of 16 from three-point range, 3 of 10 from the free-throw line, just 30%. Even I can do the math on that one. Streaks are 4 of 11 from three-point range. Didn't need as many of them as today as we saw them shoot against East Peoria Wednesday night. And Galesburg 15 of 28 from the free-throw line, so just over 50% there. Here's the concern about the free-throws, though. Grant Gibson was 8 of 10 from the free-throw line. That means the rest of the team was 7 of 18 from the free throw line.
Lakers.
You like your chances if you get 28 free throws in a game, but
if you're making just over half of them, and outside of one guy, the rest of the team is making less than 40% of them, then that's something that's a bit of a concern. But again, like Coach Mike Reynolds said in the postgame, you know, you like to learn those things in a victory, too. You don't want to learn those things the hard way in a 20-point loss. You get a 16-point win here, and, you know, we're starting to pick out the bad things. So, you know, it's good, about the best situation to be in, I guess.
Sure, sure. Well, you want to be realistic, though, as, you know, as Coach said, that after you win the opening game, sometimes you might feel a little bit better about where you are than realistically you are.
Yes.
And so I think even though we won today, we found out a few things, and then tonight we will really get exposed if we don't improve on those areas.
Yeah, this Westinghouse is a big team that we're seeing against Limestone here.
Yeah.
Quite honestly, and very possibly, if not for certain, the two best teams in this tournament.
Yeah, yeah. Limestone is probably still the favorite coming in, but then we've heard more about them in this part of the state
Absolutely.
Than we have Westinghouse, so who knows?
And we've seen the results of their first two games,
yes.
too, against United Township and East Peoria, which may not have been the best preparation for them to
right.
play this game either.
Yeah, because the two teams, one of them is the same as us, and I'm not sure UT is a whole lot better than Diet right now, so we'll see.
Running through the individual scoring here, James Vines led the Eagles with 23 as Limestone takes a 6-2 lead over Westinghouse. DeAndre Smith, Kevin Mathis both finished with 8. Mathis fouled out of the game. Sion Burns finished with 6. Jimmy Blossom and Alante Walker each had 2. Darcy Alford, Eric Johnson, Jason McMillan, and Devon Williams did not score for the Dyett Eagles. For the Silver Streaks, Grant Gibson, a career-high 34 here today. He was 12 of 19 from the field and 8 of 10 from the free throw line. Nobody else got to double figures. Ryan Carl had 8. Marcus Ross finished with 7. Tyson Parks and Trevon Diggins each finished with 5. Ethan Meeker had a late 3. Joe Williams with 2. Carson Cheeseman had 1. And pretty much everybody else got into the game but did not score. Devin Ross, Logan Davis, Bryce Reed, Denzel Jones, Tommy Lepas, Eric Thompson. Some of those kids got in the last minute or less of the game. And they did not score. Quick update on the Mercer County game. It's still 14-7. They come to the end of the third quarter in the state championship game at Champaign. And Mercer County continues to lead 14-7 over Belleville Althoff. Take a break here on the post-game show. And when we come back, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time player of the game. And a 16-point Galesburg win streaks 2-0 on the season. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
Oh, just a little further. Mrs. Stevens?
Hey, Phil. Got a package for me?
Nope, just a power bill.
Oh, well, what's that?
That's the power bill, ma'am.
No.
Yeah, I think it's time you call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Honestly, my back can't take much more of this.
Do everyone a favor and get a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill.
Your stuff has taken over. Every nook and cranny filled with stuff. You need to purchase the spacious 5-bedroom, 2-bath ranch-style home in Monmouth. Get the details on this must-see property that's for sale by owner at galesburg.info, keyword FISBO.
Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Final order of business in a 65-49 win over Chicago Diet is the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time player of the game. Jim Lee volunteered to take this one.
Yeah,
we didn't even have to discuss it.
I want to handle the tough ones. This one today, you really had to debate about a
oh,
second.
Yeah.
And hand it to Grant Gibson. No particular point, just the fact that he was pretty much the whole show offensively, especially in the first half for Galesburg, as he was doing it from the outside, taking it to the basket, hitting some floaters, 8 of 10 free throws. And without him, I'm not sure we beat Chicago Diet, which would have been kind of scary. So Grant Gibson, easily our choice for the crunch time player.
Excellent choice, I must say.
Yeah.
I handed that one over to you willingly, and you came through with flying colors,
yeah,
I must say.
You know what, 20 years of doing this, you got an eye for those things now.
12 of 19 from the field, a couple of three-pointers, 8 for 10 for the free throw line, and 6 rebounds for Grant. Finished with 34 points, a career high here today.
So that's it for this game anyway. Silver Streaks will battle Chicago Westinghouse. And as Jim and I have been talking about, it's a scheduled 7 o'clock start tonight. But, you know, just tune in and stay tuned. We're betting it's not going to be 7 o'clock. We can hope. But, you know, more realistically, it might be closer to 8, maybe even a little after that. Because there's still three more games to go between this one and ours later tonight. But it's scheduled for 7 o'clock. We'll be here. We'll be ready to go. And we'll let you know how this Westinghouse-Limestone game turns out. That's going to be a good one with Limestone leading by 7 at the moment. But the game that mattered, 65-49 Streaks beat Chicago Diet. For now, good afternoon from John Field Gymnasium.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.